for team members, it's great to think that way because, again, the more that we can communicate with each other and with our doctors and just let them know where our heads are at, the more accountability we have.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D Dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing. Hey guys, welcome back to the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries. I am joined today with Meredith. She actually flew in for some private podcast sessions today.
So, hey, Aubrey, what is going on?
Not much, just a day in the life of Sullivan Dental Partners.
Yeah. Well, whether you guys are listening to us on your way to work, on your way home from work, you know, someone even told me and T-Bone they listened to us at the gym on their runs, and it was like we were really there with them. I was like, well, I can assure you we're not.
That's your cheerleader in you.
Yeah. We'll be walking with you.
I was going to say, I would not be the voice that somebody needs in their head when they're working out. I'd be like, you can go home now.
Yeah. Slow down. It's time for margs and guac. Let's go get some
queso.
Chips.
Queso.
Well, you know, we were just thinking that it is halfway through the year.
Yep.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. 2024 is flying by. And a lot of times we wait too long to get started with setting our goals. So, you know, a lot of times we think back to what we wanted to do this year and we're like, oh my gosh, we're already halfway through. Mm-hmm. We have so much left to do. But in reality, we need to start planning for 2025.
Yeah. It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah. So we just wanted to get into setting goals and where to start in 2025.
Yeah. So I think, and this is a great topic because like Meredith was saying, it's like, you know, it sneaks up on us so quickly. Yeah. So, and
we're still working towards these goals we have for this year.
Yeah. We're still working on this year, but also just anything we can do to plan ahead for next year helps us. For me personally, I feel like my mind goes to the schedule because I know our hygienists are asking for their schedules to be opened up in like 2026. And so that's, the last thing on my mind right now. But yeah, the more that we can plan, the smoother things go and the more that it helps us reach our goals too. So I think the main things that we want to kind of jump into or what I think is helpful to kind of divvy them up is to think about personal versus professional.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there is so many goals within that. I mean, mm-hmm. because personal can be you as an individual. It mm-hmm. can be your family as a whole. You know, I mean, I think about like, what I want for my goals versus my husband versus us together when I think of personal. Mm-hmm. And then when I think of professional, I think of my role within the business. And then I think of the business as how I can help the business as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think for team members, it's great to think that way because, again, the more that we can communicate with each other and with our doctors and just let them know where our heads are at, the more accountability we have.
Yeah.
And so I think the accountability aspect is huge. If we don't speak it into existence, then it doesn't happen as often. So the more that we can just say it out loud and share what our goals are personally, I know that's something we do at the beginning of the year a lot of the times.
Yeah.
But again, planning now to speak it into existence maybe for January or get a head start, that works too.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem we have with waiting until 2024 to set our goals for 2024 is it's almost too late, right? Because mm-hmm. if we need to create a savings plan for a bigger purchase, whether that be technology in the practice or a home or a car, like, you know, if we know like a year out, hey, I'm going to need a new car or we're growing our family, I'm going to need a bigger car, mm-hmm. then you can start saving now.
Yeah.
Versus waiting till January and being like, I need a bigger car. It's like
tax season and there's a lot of stuff coming in.
By the time you've saved up, it's June,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we're right back in this cycle again. And so we want to set the plan now so we're ready for January to start.
Yeah, there's not surprises.
Hitting these goals. And the other thing, especially within the practice, is marketing takes time. Mm-hmm. So if we want to do things that are going to, you know, we need a plan in place then we need to start sketching that out and coming up with ideas like, how are we going to do more? So, you know, the last thing I was thinking was, how are we going to do more ortho in the practice? And it was like, we can't just decide January 1st, we're going to start doing 4 more cases a month.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's our goal, is to go up by 4 cases.
It takes time to build up to that.
Right. And we have to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get out into the community. We have to do marketing. We have to do internal marketing.
Build your referral base.
Schedule. Like you said, I can't just go from doing 6 cases a month to 10 cases a month and have the same amount of availability. I have to be available more. So that means I'm going to be available doing other things less.
Yeah, adjusting the blocks.
So, yeah, I think if you want to talk about that, I think you're so good at looking out. And I think most people are just looking at the day-to-day and trying to get through the day, which is, you know, how we all feel.
Mm-hmm.
But you're so good at setting time to adjust those blocks, whether it be 3, 6, 9, 2 years out.
Yeah, gosh, it's a lot. And I think as far as the schedule goes, it's almost like you've got two separate ways to view it. You know, the doctor side is its own animal, and then hygiene is very different because it needs to be opened a lot
right.
further out. The doctor side may not have to be. So, you know, just it doesn't have to be across the board for your entire schedule, but just understanding how, you know, when you do open up the schedule that far out, but then maybe you don't block off the holidays that you know you're going to be closed for, or the days that you'd like to do department trainings or, you know, team outings, all of those patients get moved, you know? And so anytime we can avoid moving patients or just minimizing frustration that could arise, I think it helps save us time and then also makes things flow smoother for the patients and just the business as a whole. So one thing that I do pay close attention to is, like I said, holidays, team outings, like even if we're not sure about them, we'll go ahead and tentatively block days that look like they make sense. That way we have a day blocked where if we want to open it up, that's a bonus. We can just add patients in. But
right.
if not, we've got the time already. And then for the team to just be, you know, keeping an eye on or thinking about what vacations are they planning?
Right.
Because especially for hygiene, the sooner, further out that we know, the sooner we can block it and then, again, minimize moving patients.
Yeah. And I love that you said the team outings, because I think that's something people forget about. So
and then
often.
You scramble. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, is we say, oh, we're going to do, you know, this biannual trip, or we're going to do a quarterly event
mm-hmm.
together. Just maybe it's an afternoon. It may
or even
be
like
the whole day.
Yeah. Renewing
then,
CPR.
Right.
Like, you
and
know, you need it.
Never find the time, because like mm-hmm. you said, we're moving so many patients. It's not just one or two patients.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. And I didn't even think of personally planning vacations,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that does affect the schedule. And talk about getting your vacation approved first.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one, if you're planning for 2025, 2026.
That one's a no-brainer.
Right.
I can say yes to that one
yeah.
all day long.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of mine this year, is we hadn't been on a cruise since pre-COVID. And so we're going on a cruise this weekend for our anniversary.
Where are you going?
It's just to Key West. And
nice. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Just some sunshine,
yeah.
you know? But it was just an easy trip, and we used to love to go on cruises and did it all the time and planned them, you know, out, but it didn't work with our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And we would wait till the last minute, and then
yeah.
we just ended up not doing it, right?
Yeah, so then it just goes on the back burner.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things that if you want to do it, go ahead and plan it, or, you know, set it aside for your goals for the next year, so that when that year comes, you're not scrambling.
Yeah. And then on the doctor side too, I think a big thing to plan for is CE. So, you know, if there's new procedures that you anticipate like wanting to ramp up in your practice or, you know, bring into the business for your patients, that takes, just like you were saying earlier, that takes time to build up your marketing and to make sure you have the technology and equipment that you may need, or
set aside time for training the rest of the team. You know, you get back and you jump right back into the day to day, and your team doesn't get brought up to speed on
mm-hmm.
what you just spent so much money and time on learning. And you don't have a marketing plan. You don't have blocks scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
On the schedule, you don't have blocks for this specific type of procedure. And then, you know, people say, oh, we just couldn't implement it.
Yeah.
But I think the goals weren't set for it.
Yeah. Or just thinking about like, okay, if what does it look like to block time on the schedule if I'm taking CE? It's not just, you know, I would argue that you need administrative time beforehand to like plan for the flights that you've got to book and the hotels and just the things that you need to set up in advance for the actual CE, then the time off for the CE. And then I would argue that every CE should follow with a blocked off time for team training, like you were saying.
Right.
So that you don't come back to a full schedule on Monday and it's like, oh, shoot, when am I going to find 5 minutes to talk with, you know, my assistants or my administrative team members about what the fees are for this procedure, what to code, things like that. So I think, yeah, there's just having a bigger grip and understanding of what all to block time for is really nice.
Yeah. And team CE is another thing. I mean, you know, at least once a year, it's so good for culture. And so if we're going to go somewhere and we're going to get together, we might as well learn something, right?
Yeah.
And so it's so good to plan that and have that on the books to make, you know, just make it happen. And then it also makes it a priority for the team, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not like, oh, I'm going to the beach that weekend or something like that. Like, this has been on the schedule for a year. This is something we are planning to do. And, you know, it's important to us.
Yeah.
It's important to the practice.
Yeah. Going back to the blocks a minute ago, I know we were talking a little bit about scheduling, but one thing I always do on the doctor's side, because the doctor's blocks may change, you know, several times between now and next June, but to at least just have like the department training blocks on there. Right. That way, when I am putting the blocks on the schedule, I know like, oh, shoot, there was something going on here. I need to make sure that, you know, the blocks revolve around this versus me overriding that block or it not being there and me not thinking about it when I've got the calendar in front of me too.
Yeah.
So I think, again, just setting that up and setting yourself up for success helps you when down the road and when you're impulsively putting the blocks on, you can remember like, oh, I had a good thought process when I was doing this.
Yeah.
There was a rhyme to this, rhyme to the reason or whatever that saying is. I don't know.
Yeah. No, perfect. You know, and then it all comes down to, I think, really learning about your team members when you see their personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I love at All in the Family, shout out to them.
Yeah.
They did their goal setting and then they hung it up on kind of like whiteboards, but paper, I guess, and hung it in their hallway that goes to their break room. And it had their professional goals and then the individual professional goals and individual personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the year, they were able to like check things off or hold each other accountable or say, hey, you know, how is this going? Another big thing is you learn a lot about people.
Yeah,
right?
It's a fun way to get to know each
sometimes
other.
Sometimes learning someone's goals are not what you expected. And it's cool to see their drive and what they want and really what they want out of life. I mean, for us, last year at Raleigh Dental Arts, we had 4 pregnancies, and I think you guys had like 7 this year.
Yeah.
So far.
Yes.
It's only halfway through the year. But when you see that on people's personal goals, that it's good for planning purposes, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to have 3 hygienists out next year. We probably should plan to have somebody as a backup at any given time.
So. And that's something, too. Like, I know sometimes as a team member, it feels nerve-wracking or like we're going to be disappointing our doctors by telling them like or putting it on their radar, but I can promise you your doctors would much rather know in advance so that they can plan accordingly versus, you know, having to scramble for a hygienist last minute I mean, obviously pregnancy, you have 9 months to plan for it, but you know, anytime you anticipate something like that popping up, the more notice they have, or your office leaders too, they definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, so I think the overall for this is maybe at your next team meeting or, you know, even have the team bring it individually, like, hey, go home tonight or go home this week and write down some goals for yourself professionally and personally, and let's bring them to our next training.
Yeah.
If you want to share, I mean, obviously set them for yourself if you're not comfortable sharing, but we would love to support you and be there. So if you guys have any goals that you want to share with us, we would love to support you. Leave a comment below and let us know. And hopefully we can help to get you there if it's something we can help with.
Yeah. All about that accountability. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for tuning in today. Hope you've got some good inspo for just goal setting for the year coming up. And don't forget, keep flossing and stay bossing.
Bye.